Eliza, thank you so much for joining us.
An absolute pleasure, Ruby. Always great to be back talking to 2SER because I had a great start there. So,
amazing.
Bit of a reunion.
It's great to have you. So, first of all, would you be able to tell us a little bit about how the news came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So, at the time, I was working for the Wimmeramau Times, which is in the big umbrella of Australian Community Media, which used to be owned. It's all a bit complicated, but it used to be owned by Rural Press and then was owned by Fairfax and then got shunted off when Nine bought Fairfax and then one of those big weird family things, and then ACM was born. So they owned the Narracourt Herald and the Wimmeramau Times, amongst hundreds of other titles. About 80 titles had their print suspended and staff stood down, including my paper, the Mau Times, and the Narracourt Herald, which was the paper here in Narracourt since, I think it was 1885. So Michael Waite, a bit of a legend, he came back from the US where he'd been working with his young family and was planning to spend a few months and a year travelling, but was wanting to do a stopover and visit his lovely mum, Sue. Unfortunately, Sue was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And then the COVID pandemic hit, so he got stuck here in his hometown. Now, Sue, his mum, used to work for the Narracourt Herald, and then they both heard the news that it was going to be suspended and the future was uncertain. And now that wouldn't do because Narracourt, it's a big, important, quite a good wealthy farming town. It's about 5,000 to 6,000 people. It's got its own local government, lots of sporting teams, so lots of news to be covered. So the town was going to be left high and dry. And Michael stepped in and put a paper in and put an ad out. I was looking for a bit of work because I had a few months ahead of no money, no work. And I said, yeah, I'd love to jump on board and start up a newspaper with you. Why not?
Beautiful. And that's exactly it. I mean, like, I think what a lot of city folk don't really realise is, like, there is a lot of news happening in regional Australia, and regional news sources are incredibly necessary. So how did you exactly come to be involved in the team as you are now?
Yeah, so the day I got stood down from the Wimmeramau Times, I was actually on leave and was the day that my 6-month probation was going to finish. And I'd had a period of unemployment last year, so I wasn't ready to just sit around and even if JobKeeper came through, collect the money. I wanted to be out there working in the industry. So I applied for a bunch of jobs, including a job I saw in Seek very curiously for Narracourt Community News, a new paper. And I thought, wow, what an interesting idea to start up a completely locally owned, locally operated paper, especially after, you know, News Corp and ACM. Even though the journalists working there are local, the decisions were being made, you know, in the city or in bigger regional centres, which were sometimes a bit out of touch with what was happening on the ground. So Michael and Richard Peake, who is one of our other founding investors, put their money behind this startup, and there's also a big team of angel investors within the community. And now we've got 3 journalists, 1 part-time, 2 full-time. So, you know, new jobs. We put out a newspaper every week and it's just going really well. We're selling, 2,400 copies a week, whereas when the Herald left off, they were selling 1,600. And in the first month, we turned over a profit. So, Look, there's still a lot of work to be done, but it's building up really well.
No, that's awesome. So I mean, that's kind of linked to my next question. So, obviously, the Narracourt Herald was, you know, quite prolific in its time. But how has the new paper kind of been received by the community?
Well, the community have been fantastic. I mean, you know, you can never have too much support for a small business, which is what we are. But obviously, a small business that serves the community with news, and obviously there's advertising as well. But they've been really great. There was a bit of a weird stoush last week where the Narracourt Herald posted a post saying that they were coming back in whatever form, and the community just went really hectic on the post. There was like 60 comments from people, mostly saying that they wanted to support our new outlet because we had come at a time when people really needed the news. You know, the COVID pandemic was happening and people really needed to know, you know, what was happening in the community. And that's a trend we saw across Australia, is that there was a big rise in news readership during the bushfires and also hyper-local news reading during the COVID pandemic, because people needed to know how was their hospital coping, could they get flu vaccines at their local pharmacy, which businesses were operating. And so the community have really responded well to the fact that when times got tough, we actually were there on the ground reporting, and they want to hopefully continue supporting us. So I hope they do, but, you know, time will tell.
Of course. And as a journalist, what are some of the challenges that you perceive to be facing in the industry, particularly in regional areas, and how exactly are regional journalists kind of overcoming these challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've probably heard the often cited figure that about a third of local governments in Australia aren't covered by, aren't actually getting any news coverage at all. It could be even more. The Public Interest Journalism Initiative is still currently mapping the extent of it, but we mostly are covering Narracourt Lucindale Council, but there's a number of councils around us that probably aren't getting adequate coverage, but at the moment we just don't have the capacity to do that in detail. But that's a big challenge, is knowing that people around us, they love what we're doing and they'd like us to maybe come into their sort of community next door a bit more. But for us, yeah, look, the council, you know, sometimes they're great, but sometimes they're difficult. That's local councils for you. I mean, if you've seen federal or state political reporting, you know, sometimes there's not always the transparency and accountability that you want. And, you know, people really want to massage the message. So that is, a constant thing for us, is making sure that we are holding these decision makers to account, and, you know, making sure the community is getting the best money for their rates. So, yeah, it's always, you know, you've got to keep that relationship going, but you also need to make sure that you're, just really running a ruler over all the facts and figures. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Liza, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great to chat about this.
An absolute pleasure. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing more of these initiatives popping up around the country. You know, we need our news, and regional communities deserve the same great coverage of news that metro audiences get.
Absolutely. Well, Liza, thanks again for joining us.
A pleasure, Ruby. Have a great day.
You too.